Revelation 4-22, Jesus tells us what the world looks like just before he comes back. Now, he starts it in chapter 4 around the throne, and that's really the emphasis. We're supposed to think about the tribulation from God's perspective, not for the gore and the mess on earth. But what's interesting is Jesus says the same thing he said in Matthew 24. He says in Revelation 4-22. Same author, so the same message. And what he says is that the world, when the tribulation hits, looks like this. It's a world described in the book of Revelation that people are crisscrossing it, traveling endlessly, that information is available to everyone. Everyone. Information explodes to the furthest reaches of the planet. That's why this could not have happened in AD 70. There were tribes down in little valleys in Iran Jaya, and there were aborigines living in Australia that didn't even know there were other people around. That no longer is true. We've mapped every centimeter of this planet's surface. Now we're working on every centimeter of the underwater world. And there is such an explosion of knowledge right now that the new, 22 micron nanochips that Intel just built a plant in Israel to start producing are going to reduce down to our cell phones what the military's paid millions of dollars for a decade ago. And there is an explosion of information and travel. And Revelation says, the world that has that, I'm coming to, and there's going to be global death, weapons of mass destruction. That's Revelation 6. Fourth die, boom. There's going to be global communications. It says in Revelation 11, everyone can see stuff. There's going to be global commerce. They are sending things. They're not just having things. They're sending stuff to every people's. And probably they're all prime members of Amazon, and it's free, They can ship it everywhere. There's going to be a global currency with digitalized money, Revelation 13 says, and there's going to be global weather going wild. There's going to be solar flares that are scorching people. Then it's going to be so dark that they don't know what's going on. They're gnawing at their tongues, and there's going to be a change in the whole hydrological cycle so that plants can't live and fish are dying. And there are going to be forest fires filling the whole place, kind of like Russia's last year did. In the days ahead, those trends, the Bible says that when you see all of them, you know that the PDF is loaded and the screen is crystal clear. And you know you're at the end. So we'll look at that. But before we go, ask yourself one question. If the local church is Christ's highest priority, and if the owner of this team that we're on is actually here this morning, and he's looking through everything on your mind and seeing what you're thinking about for the week ahead, he's looking through everything you're processing from the week behind, and he's looking at all of that and saying, now, where am I in that? Wow, they're here in body, their mind isn't even here. He's examining us. If this is his priority, and if Jesus is the Word of God and the way that you hear his voice is through this book, shouldn't our priority be to let his Word fill us? And when we gather as the gathered local body of Christ, to absolutely present ourselves to him and say, what is it you want me to do? How do you want me to be for you in life? And that's why we gather, and we gather locally in a community, so that when this local body, something's communicated to them, we all hear it and respond. Is that your priority before the Lord today?